give them more liberties at the dormitory a year ago this September.
Now, when you
we
say
still
at
have
the, you mean here?
Down here at the dormitory, yes,
okay.
Ma'am. And I'm all for this. I believe it is a necessary thing to do. They gave the kiddos many liberties. Last year, I'm not real sure the kids really believed that they wouldn't get sent home if they got a telephone call and weren't in the dorm. They couldn't find them.
This was 1970.
Just last year.
All right.
I think maybe it took a year for them to really feel free to walk off that campus if they wanted to, or stay outside and hold hands if they wanted to. That can be it. This year, they may really be accepting that liberty and have not yet reached an acceptance of the responsibilities to take care of their studies, which I think should come. I don't think you can force stuff on a dog, on a human being, on... I used to train horses. Those that were the best horses, we could get to work the best. We didn't have to hit with a stick. One we had to hit with a stick, we usually sold him to somebody we didn't think we'd ever see again. The one we could train with kindness and talking and working with, we sold somebody we knew, could we sell them another one next year? People are the same way, aren't they? You've got to, you can't force it. That can be one reason, because we were not successful. Girls' dorm still operated pretty well this year. Our tutors were not as busy. And let me hit you with another one. We moved, consolidated our tutors into the girls' dorm because they weren't using them at the boys' dorm. There are more boys over at the girls' dorm studying now than we saw whole first semester.
How amazing.
All right. The social aspects of the liberty that has been given these kids has made it possible for them to mix and mingle, and the boys will come over there and study. The boys will come over there and sit down and not study, and be there, and it gives a tutor or a counselor an opportunity to talk to them.
Okay.
The liberties may be paying off.
Yeah.
Our program looked like hell this year.
Huh.
Still does.
Huh.
Wasn't as good in the grade school.
Awesome.
Even with the little kids who are still more closely controlled.
Hmm.
We didn't get as good a response this year. And I'm not smart enough to know why.
Now, this is the only thing these kids are getting. As far
there's no supplementary help in the schools as we have with the Johnson O'Malley programs.
There's no, there is no any culture, language, anything of this type taught in the APS system, is that true?
No Navajo language.
For example.
Navajo
or,
culture.
Yeah, right.
No, not as such. We do have friends in schools that, for example, the high school of Valley High School, their social studies department have been working for about 3 years to develop a culturally oriented social studies program. They have Indians, Chicanos, Negroes, and Gringos at Valley High School. They are trying hard at that school to tie cultural things for all four groups into their total social studies program. It's an effort, far as I'm concerned, in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because this gringo needs to be taught about the Indians and Chicanos and Negroes, not the Navajo. He may be losing his culture a bit because of living with the gringos all of his life to go to school. But he still doesn't need to know about the Navajos, like I need to know about the Navajos if I want to be friends with Joe Yossi. I think I need to know about him. We're the ones that
you think it's more important for the other groups,
yes,
for the Indians themselves?
Yeah.
You don't feel, You said he may be losing some of his culture in going to our school system, mm-hmm. but you don't feel it is a significant amount of his culture?
Let me put it this way. What we will teach them, what we can teach them about their culture, he hadn't lost. What are they going to give us to teach them?
They won't
tell me about their religion.
We don't
know about their religion.
I wasn't referring to gringo teachers. See, I was referring to Navajo teachers.
For a Navajo class.
This kind of thing. They're doing up on the reservation.
I think this is going to start to come more. I asked 3 or 4 years ago, as we started to try to get program, I could see that if we had these kids in one grade school, one junior high and one high school, we'd have 40 grade school kids, we'd have 120 junior high school kids, and 60 would have about 200 high school kids, all in one school. We would have a solid enough group that we could plan program more easily. I cannot see how, for example, with four high schools averaging 40 kids in a high school, how we are going to get, with all the varied schedules and varied programs, how we could teach a class in Navajo culture to 40 kids and afford to do it. You'd have to use the same person in the four schools. You can't hire a person for each of the schools for it, see? And try to get him from school to school. It'd be a very difficult thing to do, extremely expensive thing to do. So I wanted to condense them.
What kind of response did you get?
I didn't get a good response at all. And I'm not positive where my hang-up is. It may be my good friend Quentin Jones at the BIA, who is their coordinator from BIA end, like I am for APS. He works with the Border Town kids. He has an excellent reason for wanting to keep them spread out, in that if we have 40 kids in each high school, there will be about 10 of that group out for athletics in each of those schools. We put all those boys in one school, there will be 10 of them out for athletics. And I agree with him. It'll be just that way.
Why is that?
Okay, we've got 30 Navajos at Highland. There's probably 10 boys up there, and 5 of them will be out for sports. Of the 10 boys that are there, 5 of them know they are the strongest and fastest. They'll go out for sports.
Sure, I see your point.
We had 120 kids up there. 5 of them, maybe 10 of them, be mm-hmm. out for sports. Mm-hmm. They know mm-hmm. that the others aren't going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They'll go out and compete. People say they won't compete. They will. Indians will compete. They love competition. You know where people get the idea that Indians won't compete?
Where?
They don't. Most of them have something I think is terrific. They don't really like the public acclaim, standing up on the pedestal and getting the award in front of the big group, looking better than their peers, and get the peer pressures for being a big shot.
Yeah.
I think this is what they don't like. Not the competition. They'll run their guts out to win a race.
Well,
you may have trouble finding the kid to hand in his award.
Yeah.
Not this guy. Man, I'd get boy. Shoot, I'd stand up there in my little 32-inch chest and get big as a horse's because I got that medal, you know? But these kiddos don't like to do that. But they'll compete.
Yeah.
They just... I think in this classroom the same thing is true. A girl may write a beautiful poem, but if you tell the class, oh, Mary Jean wrote a beautiful poem today, you may not get another one. You need to hand that to Mary Jean and say, will you see me after class? This was terrific. And she'll come and see you after class and just love your praise.
You're doing some busing for these kids, some special busing. Is that just the JOM kids, or is it the Border Town kids?
The JOM, we do have special funds for busing, and in the Border Town contract, there is tuition money to take care of the normal costs in the classroom. Then there are identified funds in that contract. There is a transportation amount that is identified and on the books, and Mr. Jones can get buses to send these kids back and forth to school activities, to take them to games at night.
Do they do this? Stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
They do.
Not to the satisfaction of the kids.
How so?
In my opinion, it is not the fault of the program or Mr. Jones as much as it is the fault of the kids.
They're not interested?
No. I don't mean to say that. But a kiddo will call from the school and say, I have a program, I need to stay here for an hour for a meeting after school. Mr. Jones said, okay, you'll send a bus up after him. There were no meeting. Kid didn't want to ride the bus home.
Oh, sure.
Kids do this a great deal.
Oh.
Okay, and they gripe continually about not having the transportation that they want. All right? Some of these are just as legitimate as they can be, Doc.
Well, it's a built-in.
It's
a built-in situation.
Yeah, kids are kids.
I mean, because my boy rides his bike to and from school. If he has to get home, he can ride his bike. But if he had to wait for a bus, I could see the same thing happening.
And my kids did it to me.
Sure.
When before they could drive, they used me. You know.
Sure.
Okay, they use him. All right, he has 300 of them.
Poor Mr. Jones.
To try to keep track of in 9 schools. No, he doesn't always get a bus there every time one of them asks for it. Because a lot of the times it's impossible to do, and the kid hasn't been justified in the first place in calling for the bus.
Is he a patient man?
Yes, ma'am. He's an Indian.
Oh, he is. I will let you with me.
And far as I'm concerned, he makes some mistakes, but he is more interested in kids than most educators that I know.
Now, is he from this area?
No, ma'am. He's a... Kiowa or Sioux?
This ties in with our earlier remarks then about going from area to area.
And he's quite good with the kids.
Huh.
He's a directive counselor, but has, I think, real quite good rapport with the kids. Kids are not afraid to go see Mr. Jones. May have a problem. Which I think is true.
You know, we haven't talked about JOM very much. You were so enthusiastic.
This is where
about
we have programs.
I guess I find myself looking for weaknesses rather than...
Well, the weaknesses are what I need to talk about.
Sure.
I want to talk about them. I want to get something done about those. Our only problem with JOM is that we have just about cooked ourselves by doing a good job. JOM, the athletic group, are located in a junior high school and a high school.
Mm-hmm.
We started out with a counselor and a language arts person working with those people. That was the funding, those two salaries. And Canyoncito, at the same time, the Canyoncito Navajo group, we started with, and they have a grade school group, a junior high school and a high school.
Mm-hmm.
The grade school, predominantly 4th, 5th, and 6th grade kids. 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Now, 3rd is part of them are out there.
Yeah.
We've got a counselor for that group and a language arts person for the grade school, which was the largest group, and a language arts person to share with the junior high and high school, which made it comparable to the other group situation with the junior high and high school only.
Mm-hmm.
That language arts person works the junior high and high school.
Full job.
That's it. It's a tough one, but there wasn't a large number of kids, but makes it tough because you have to work two schools and work with two sets of teachers, which is what makes it tough, because you help kids by helping them with their teachers. The number of kids you work with isn't the tough part of our Johnson O'Malley counselors and language arts people's role, it's the fact that they have so many teachers to work with. This is where you have to help the kid, see. You try to help him yourself, but you can help him more if you can get the teacher to work with him while in the classroom. I'm trying to do for 9 schools what that staff does in 5 schools.
And that's so difficult because every teacher those children have, I mean from junior high level up, has six different classes.
Kids scattered all the way through that, see. One period, one kid in the class, this sort of thing. But we do have good program down there. We were able to build that program from $60,000 3 years ago to $120,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have added aides. We have added activity transportation. We have added some materials, this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Built a fine program. And they've used us, the State Department has used us as an example all over the Southwest.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because
most places were doing just what we had been doing. They get the funds, and they want the operational funds. They use us as an example. We've got a good program going. Other people are writing detailed programs to get started. The fund's still the same. It all comes from. And we were being funded much heavier than these other places. Now they want their money too, and they deserve it. So we may get our program cut, I don't know. Expect to.
Do you find that a large number of your workers are Indians?
No, ma'am. We have tried real hard to keep Indian aides in our aid situation because I think it's extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, would like to have teachers, but go look at the applications. Kind of hard to find a language arts specialist. It's a Navajo. Got one up in the State Department. You know? She wouldn't come down here to work. Betcha. We're going to get them.
It's just a matter of time.
We got a little girl from the Border Town program that graduated from school last year, elementary education. We thought sure we'd get her to apply here. She says, are you nuts? I'm looking for a Navajo to marry now. I'm going to go out work on the reservation. And she went out there and is already married, too. And she's working out on the reservation, God bless her.
Oh, gee.
Wonderful kid.
But someone has to help here. Isn't that you run into
real
this
easy.
Time again?
It isn't real
you?
Easy, honest. Who wants to live in this damn town? I don't. If I could make a living, I'd go back to sheep camp. I'm here because I can't make a living there. I enjoy my work. I'd still rather be a rancher. I can't, so I'm here. Kiddo, there's lots of people in that shape. And if they have a choice, God bless them. God. I would rather work at Tohatchee High School, live in that community, is to live in Albuquerque any time of the week. People think I'm lying. I was raised that way. I haven't learned to like the swarms of people. And I reach for a tomato in the grocery store and somebody knocks my hand aside to get the one I'm reaching for, I want to go back to the farm. I'm not a very aggressive Yankee. But this Johnson O'Malley program built up beautifully. And I've been using what we can see, the progress we can see with these kiddos. Obvious even with the Isleta kids who were doing as well as their classmates.
Mm-hmm.
The schools that they're in are not going to be up to national norms.
No.
But they were doing as well as their classmates were doing on an average. Attendance a little bit lower. They may have been a little bit behind, but not in bad shape. But we, last year, 9 graduates, I believe, every single one of them at the end of school was set up for further training or college.
Mm-hmm.
It was not true the year before, but we had the program. Well, things like this are happening
sure.
that we feel great about.
Yeah.
At Cañoncito, we had a kiddo who was over age in grade in the 6th grade in the elementary school that was a little silent Indian, one of my buddies all called dumb Indians. I don't know what his vocabulary was, but I would guess that he did not use over 200 words of English. He was a sixth grader. He was going to be in the sixth grade. They moved him up to the junior high school where they had a little more opportunity to work with him. That kiddo now, about 2 months ago, I was out at the reservation out Kenyoncito, and an Indian that I didn't know but knew who I was said, "Hey, isn't it great that Joe can read?" He wasn't Joe's family. The whole reservation knows that Joe, 13-year-old Joe, is learning to read now. And bothering the hell out of teachers, pulling on their coattails, asking questions. This quiet what do you call it, when you don't step forward, when you stay back, what is a word?
I know what you're looking for, but I can't think of it at the moment.
You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't push himself forward at all. He just come to school, sit in the back of the room, and just sit there. Had been doing this for 6-7 years. But we got the special help to get acquainted with him.
What's he getting? A counseling and what?
Now?
Specific, no, I mean to
before?
Feel him out.
What was he getting before?
No, with your program.
Human contact. With this counselor and the language arts teacher and the aides now, human contacts, letting him feel that he was appreciated and wanted and was somebody, and stimulated his curiosity, and he started wanting to learn in school. Mm-hmm. Is all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a change in his mentality.
No, I didn't.
Could
mean
not have
that.
Been, doll.
No,
you know, it had to. No. All I'm saying is I'm pushing.